When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Hey there, I want to give you a heads up that this episode will discuss sexual abuse. Please listen with care.
Previously on Hello, John Doe.
I think everybody's got an origin, and I would just like to know, where I begin.
The girls were traumatized by the tornado because we were in the trailer when the tornado hit, and we had no way out.
When you try to talk to her about certain things when we were little, she would change the subject real quick.
Yes, she regrets that she didn't do everything that she could. She's putting a lot of the blame on herself, and I'm like, Mom, it's not just your fault.
In the past few chapters, I've told you about Franklin Floyd's destructive impact on Steve's birth family. We heard how he kidnapped Steve's sister, Susie Savagas, and how he kidnapped Michael, her son, and how Susie was killed, and how Michael was never found. These stories are all part of the fabric of Steve's birth family, their traumatic past they've had to live with and grapple with. When Steve learned of his family of origin, some of their trauma became his trauma too. He started to mourn the sister that he never had. It's like Steve's been enduring survivor's guilt and a feeling of being abandoned. At the same time, he's trying to figure out who he really is. He's facing an emotional minefield, and lately he can't stop thinking about the family he never knew existed. Like his older sister, Amy Winkles, Sandy's third daughter. They found each other in 2019, the same way Steve found their mom, Sandy, on Facebook.
I told her who I was. I was like, you're my sister. And then she's like, you got to be kidding. I'm like, no, not kidding. And we just went back and forth from there.
Amy read me some of those early Facebook messages.
I said, wow, I hate to say that I never believed her when she said we had a brother named Steve. Well, let me tell you a little bit about me.
The two shared DNA but knew almost nothing about each other. So they started filling in each other on the details of their lives. If they were married, if they had kids, what they did for work. For days, they talked on and off. Once he was ready, Steve asked something that had been weighing on him.
And then he said, are you calm enough to ask a question? And I said, yeah, what's on your mind? He said, who is my dad?
Steve hoped maybe Amy knew something no one else did. Maybe she had some insight. But Amy didn't.
I said, let me ask you something. How did you end up where you are? Did she give you away or what? He said, yes, she gave me away. I said, did you have a good childhood? He said, call me.
That's when Steve got real with Amy.
And then he went into his feelings, said that he's a bastard. And I said, no, you're my brother, and that's what matters to me. He said, nobody cared about me for 45 years.
Steve felt abandoned, and he was fixated on the fact that his parents weren't even a couple, definitely not married. He was, in his words, a bastard. Amy set him straight. She read me the messages she sent to Steve.
I didn't know you were alive. I was told you died as a baby. If I knew about you, I would have searched the world for you. I was robbed of knowing you, and you were robbed of knowing me.
She blamed some of this on her mom. Amy felt like Sandy didn't tell her the full story when she was growing up. Sandy hadn't told her that Floyd forced her to give away Steve, or that she hitchhiked looking for her missing kids. Now it was on Amy to make sense of the past for Steve. They talked on and off for the next 2 years as the world dealt with COVID-19 and travel was discouraged. Finally, in 2021, Amy and her husband packed up the car and made the trip from Eastern Virginia to Cherryville, North Carolina, to meet Steve for the first time. Both siblings had a serious case of the jitters. Would they both act the same, look the same? Would they get along? They stayed focused on the small details, the ones that were easier to control, and they kept texting.
I said, we can come to you and order pizza. And he said, okay. We can go anywhere, I'll pay. And I was like, on our way. And he said, the place we were staying at right now is shitty and I'm embarrassed. I said, don't be, we aren't high dollar either. And then he says, okay, I'm nervous. I don't ever get nervous. I was like, me too. And then I said, I'm here.
After almost 50 years apart, the siblings were face to face.
We held each other tight. I mean, I said, oh my God. And I held his face and I said, God, you look just like Papa.
That's her grandpa, Sandy's dad.
And it was like, we held on for quite a while.
It was kind of emotional. We got the same personality, more or less. She's a little bit louder now. She's got a sense of humor. She'll tell you like it is too now. She don't sugarcoat anything. She's a straight shooter.
That day in North Carolina wasn't just a reunion for Steve and Amy. There was someone else who said goodbye to Amy half a century ago, Mary Patterson, the woman who had adopted Steve.
They're my family. Now, you know, I said, you know, you could have been my child.
You might remember this from before. Steve's adoptive mama, Mary, considered taking all of Sandy's four kids but didn't have the room in her trailer. Mary had always wondered about the three girls she left behind, Susie, Allison, and now, here was Amy in front of her.
I could have had you. She said, I wish you had got me. I wouldn't have went through what I went through.
The first time she hugged me, you could feel her exhale.
To know that she wanted me, but wasn't able to take me, and for her to be able to see that I was okay.
If Amy or Steve were worried that they might run out of things to say, they were dead wrong.
We cried quite a while. And then we just sat there and we talked. Went out to eat and talked. Fought over who was paying for what, you know, all that sort of stuff. Like girls at a slumber party, you just want to sit around and talk and talk and talk.
Finding the family Steve lost was just the first step. The next was deciding how and where he fits in. At this point, Steve was open to Amy, but he wasn't so sure he wanted to know Sandy.
I don't blame him for not wanting to talk to her at all. And I try not to talk about her to him because I feel kind of guilty because I've lived with her our whole life and he didn't. And it wasn't his choice.
That's part of the guilt that I have.
Steve didn't know it yet, but Amy was once at a crossroads too, figuring out if she wanted Sandy in her life. For a couple of years, she stopped talking to their mom entirely. You see, Amy had her fair share of suffering under Sandy's roof. In this chapter, we'll go back to Amy's childhood and hear her mixed feelings about her upbringing. Steve missed all of it back then, but he was about to learn the trauma that shot through his birth family was worse than he could have imagined. My name is Todd Matthews, and this is Hello, John Doe, a sleuth, a family, and a serial killer, the story of a family torn apart by tragedy and my quest to bring them back together. Chapter 8, The Trouble Closer to Home.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Amy's a bus driver in Alawite County. It's a mostly rural county in eastern Virginia. Every day she makes her rounds and opens those doors with a smile.
Those are my children. You don't know what their life is like outside of the time you see them.
In a lot of cases, she just doesn't know what kind of home the kids are going back to. Maybe they're going hungry. Maybe their parents just aren't around. Maybe it's worse.
I know that I may be the only smile they get in the day. I may be the only I love you. Or I may be the only one that say, hey, we don't behave like that.
To know Amy Winkles is to know what a big heart she has. She lets everyone in. Her kids, her family, even me. But she wasn't always this way.
I beat all my brothers and sisters up all the time.
When she was a kid, Amy was a bully of sorts. She often acted out. When I met her in Virginia, she was warm and friendly. She laughed a lot. I had a hard time squaring that with the rage she carried around in childhood.
I was a fighter. And then Dodie was the angel, so I would secretly beat the tar out of Dodie while, I'd beat her up when nobody else was around.
Dodie is Dorothy, Sandy's youngest. Amy grew up in Sandy's house in coastal Virginia. Her dad was Dennis Brandenburg, the professional gambler.
There's not a whole lot to tell. I mean, we grew up your typical low-income family.
But she wasn't raised by her father. Amy was raised by Carson, Sandy's last husband who died in 2010, the one she was married to for 30 years, who she called Sonny.
He was the only dad I ever knew. I never got to meet my dad. I was told that he died before I was born.
Later, Amy learned that wasn't true. Dennis wasn't dead after all. Sandy said Dennis's grandmother lied to her. Anyway, growing up, Amy was violent toward her siblings, but she didn't really get why she kept laying her hands on them. Much later, she was able to connect it to something she dealt with as a child.
Carson abused me from the time I was 7 until I got out.
It was sexual abuse, the whole 9 yards. Anything you can think of happened.
from 7 until I was 14. It started when I was 7.
For several years, Amy didn't speak up, which is common, by the way. Amy was scared to fight back against Carson, her stepfather, or even to tell her mom. Sandy told us herself that she didn't always pick the right guy in her life, but she thought her husband of 30 years, the one that stuck around, was the exception. But Amy said that her mom often chose men over her kids, and Sandy could have a temper.
If she had a man, she was fine. The time she didn't have a man, it was hell. It was like she was mad at all of us kids because she didn't have a man.
The sexual abuse went on for 7 years. At the beginning of high school, Amy met a boy named Mike Winkles.
My husband and I are high school sweethearts. We started dating the first day of school. I was 9th grade. He was a senior.
He knocked my books out of my hand going down the hallway, and I grabbed his ear and made him pick him up right in front of all his friends. And we haven't been separated since.
One day, when they were in high school, Mike was over at Amy's house. Carson, her stepfather, had a strange request for Mike.
Asked him to go buy him some condoms.
This startled Mike, and it made him realize his girlfriend was being abused by her stepfather. He got angry and told Amy she was coming with him.
I went in the house and packed a bag. He said, "You're leaving now." And I don't know if it's just when he said, "Why does your dad want me to go buy condoms or whatever?" And I think I might have blurted out, "So he can use them on me."
And that's when Amy went to her mother, Sandy.
She believed me because he didn't deny it. I said something to her and she said something to him and he admitted to it. He never denied the abuse. Never.
I asked Sandy about it.
She said that her dad had touched her. That Sonny had touched her. So I confronted him right away about it.
Then she kicked him out.
I made him leave. He was gone for a long time. He went to jail because of it.
In 1987, Carson was found guilty of sodomy and aggravated sexual battery and sentenced to 1 year in jail and 4 on probation, according to court records. When Amy told her mother what her stepfather had done, Sandy believed her. But what happened next caused the relationship to break down.
She kicked me out. We went for 2 years, we didn't talk. 2 years. Not a word.
So Amy was all of 14 when she spoke up about being sexually abused. She told me from that moment on, she stayed at her boyfriend Mike's house with his family. And that's how it went. I asked Sandy if she kicked Amy out after she told her about the abuse. And she swore Amy left of her own volition.
No, I did not blame her. I believed it then.
Sandy didn't deny Carson's abuse, but had a different perspective on what happened after.
But you didn't ask her to leave, so she finally ended up going to live with Mike in his house. And so you didn't ask her to leave because she felt like you did.
No. Okay, Mike's parents let Mike do whatever they wanted to do. And they had no curfew, no rules, no nothing. And, you know, at 15, no curfew, no rules. If you don't want to go to school, you don't go to school. It sounds really good. So she went and told Mike's family that she couldn't live with us anymore because we were too strict. And she went and lived at Mike's house.
Obviously, the two have conflicting stories. But think about it. Amy was just a teenager. Sandy was the parent. If she had made a fuss and told Amy to get her ass home, she likely would have. Instead, mother and daughter didn't talk for 2 whole years. After Carson served his 1 year behind bars, Sandy allowed him to move back in with her and the rest of the kids. Sandy, who had gotten herself out of what she calls an overbearing household in Detroit, then lived with PTSD, plus the loss of 2 kids, finally met a guy that treated her right, but lost contact with her daughter as a result. Her husband abused her daughter, and Sandy still welcomed him back after he served his time.
He did his time, but I wasn't allowed to go back.
Mike's parents were caring. They were often around, but they also had expectations. Amy's telling is different than Sandy's. Amy says Mike's parents were more strict.
You follow the rules, of course. You had to go to school. Before I moved in with them, I missed 54 days. And I got caught sleeping in the parking lot.
in the car. And Mom would write notes like Amy was absent because she wouldn't get her lazy ass out of bed. They'd excuse it.
And even though Amy recognized her generosity in taking her in, and even though she loved Mike, she still had a tough time following those rules to a T, or choosing to do the right thing, or even knowing what the right thing even was.
I'm not an angel. Don't get me wrong. I've done some shady shit. I've drained our bank accounts. I've stole from his parents. You know, I didn't know what it was like having money, so when I moved in with them and you had all these things and if you wanted it, you got it, and things like I didn't understand that you worked for it before you could get it.
Eventually, something started to shift in Amy. She recognized what was going on. This was stability.
There was always food. I just remember that there was always food to be like, oh, you can get seconds or you can get more. It was just a complete flip-flop of everything that I had gotten used to growing up. It was weird at first because I didn't know what love, what it really felt like.
And she stopped acting out.
I didn't fight anymore. I didn't get in fights. It's just things just changed. So it was a blessing.
Things got better for Amy, but her relationship with her mama remained fractured. So let me wrap my mind around this. Amy's mom married a serial killer who kidnapped and killed Amy's sister Susie and her nephew Michael. Unlike Suzanne, Amy lived, she survived, and she can tell her story. Amy escaped the clutches of her monster. What's striking to me is the parallel. Like her sister, Amy endured sexual abuse at the hands of her own stepfather. Even though she grew up in a different place, and even though she stayed with her mom, she dealt with similar demons. Things were really complicated for several years between Sandy and her daughter. And then, in 2010, Carson had a heart attack and died suddenly. He and Sandy were on a trip together in Michigan at the time. Sandy couldn't drive home, so Amy went to get her. Death opened a door for them. Amy tried to fill Carson's role.
If she wanted something, he found a way to get it for her. You know, whether it meant doing extra jobs or bartering with somebody or whatever, he got it for her.
So Amy did the same thing.
She is one of the first ones with a woe is me in a second. I fell for it for a long time after Carson died. I paid her bills and forgot our bills. Didn't pay our bills.
By this point, Amy was about 40 and married to Mike, her high school sweetheart.
So, you know, it almost cost me my marriage. And then he was like, you gotta stop.
That's when Sandy and Amy stopped talking again. During that time, the FBI agents knocked on Sandy's door. They asked for a DNA sample so they could figure out if she was Susie Cevegas' mom. You know this story. This is where Sandy realized Susie had been killed by Floyd. For the first few weeks, after Sandy found out, Amy just blew her off. Didn't believe that she was telling her the truth about Susie. But then, she realized there was an entire book about her sister, that Sandy wasn't lying. Her sister was out there for 2 decades, and Amy had no idea. Someone could have saved Susie.
It made me so mad to know that she was alive. We knew she had gotten kidnapped. Mom always said she got kidnapped, but because I couldn't remember, I was like, whatever. You're so full of shit. Whatever. Because she lies a lot. She's always lied a lot my whole life.
This was a turning point. Amy started to talk to her mom again. It was a tragic way to reunite a family, but it is a silver lining. Sandy had to make peace with the fact that she lost a daughter. But in this moment of utter agony, she was reunited with another. Then, in 2019, the family found the biggest silver lining in the whole story. Steve Patterson was alive.
I feel a little guilty because I didn't get to grow up with him. I didn't get to protect him or show him how to do things or, you know, things a big sister would do.
Now, Amy's in her 50s and Sandy's in her 70s. They only live about an hour apart from each other.
I forgave. And Steven says, do you talk to her? I'm like, yeah. Almost every day. I just saw her yesterday. I mean, you would think we were a normal TV family or whatever. Like, nobody knows the dark secrets.
Amy has that essence about her. You just kind of feel comfortable. Like she's seen some shit and doesn't judge you whatsoever.
I love my mom. I really do. Do I like her sometimes? No. Do I like the choices she's made some? No. But I love her. She's still my mom.
Amy's lived long enough to realize everybody's done something they ain't proud of. After all, Amy used to beat up her siblings. She put her marriage on the line. Amy is mature enough to realize she's not perfect, and neither is her mama.
Am I mad at her? Yes. Hell yeah, I'm pissed. I just can't walk away. You know, after everything I've been through, I cannot walk away.
Have you forgive her?
I don't know if I forgive her or just to accept her. I'm a grown woman. I have children of my own. I've seen shit, been through shit. Everybody has a past. Everybody has a past.
At this point in her life, Amy sees lots of people as worthy of love and forgiveness, even if they do some messed up things. That's part of why she's good at her job.
I drive a school bus because I love kids. The children I have, nobody wanted those children because they were so out of control. They needed to be held responsible for their behavior. I know what it's like to not feel loved. And I think that plays a big part on how much compassion and patience I have. They love me. They have my phone number. They call me. They text me. We talk trash.
Based on what Amy's told me about growing up, she could have used someone like this. Someone who gave her both discipline and unshakable compassion. I guess you'd call that tough love. A few years ago, Amy had a heart attack. It happened around the time she was getting to know Steve. I'm not sure if that's why she opened up to Steve, but maybe it made her more inclined to get to know him better. In middle age, Amy's come closer and closer to this truth. We're more than our past, and we can dig out.
I need people to understand, you're not about your past. Your past is your past. And I tell the kids all the time, if they have a bad morning on the bus, make better choices when you get into school. And that it's just who I am. I don't know.
I think that's what's allowed her to talk to her mom again, and to be someone Steve feels so comfortable with. I mean, I felt comfortable meeting her for the first time. She's incredibly warm, has this wonderful belly life. She welcomed me with open arms, and I can imagine the way she embraced her little brother.
I think we can make up for lost time, just to know that they're there. They're there.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
In a way, both siblings are dealing with a lot of what-ifs right now. Steve's wondering what it might have been like growing up in Sandy's house. And Amy wonders what it might have been like if she was adopted by Mary. They didn't grow up in the same house, but lately, they're both thinking about the road not taken.
I feel like he's a little bit jealous because I had our actual mom. And I'm jealous that he didn't have her. And I think he feels guilty because he had a nicer life.
On one hand, they both envy each other a little bit. On the other hand, they're envious of something the two of them have in common. There's also a truth that both had to confront. They're both lucky to be here when their sister Susie didn't survive. Franklin Floyd could have taken either of them too. Amy can see the big picture now that Steve avoided the clutches of Franklin Floyd. But I don't think Steve's there yet. He still believes he was thrown away. He can't fully see that he's alive because his mom gave him away.
So, although he had a good life with Mary and her raising him and everything, I still feel like he's upset that he was given away, you know. Instead of being part of the family, he was given away, when in all reality, it saved his life.
Steve and Amy chose each other, filled a hole in each other's lives. But Dorothy, Sandy's youngest daughter, hasn't got to know her long-lost brother as well. Not the way Amy has. She lives down the street from Sandy. So she was right there when she found out Steve was alive.
She said, "You wouldn't believe who got in contact with me." I was like, "Who?" "Stephen Phillips, my son." And I was like, "Oh."
Dorothy is the child of Sandy and Carson, a child from that last long marriage. Growing up, she thought Steve had gone missing. Now she learned he was living one state over in North Carolina.
I feel like it's the keeper of everybody. I'm always in everybody's business.
So naturally, Dorothy found him on Facebook and started snooping.
And I was like, oh my God, he looks just like my grandfather. I knew he was family automatically because we all have the same eyes, the almond shape of them. We all have them. I sent him a text message, you know, I told him, I'd say, "Hey, I'm your younger sister." And we talked.
Dorothy was super excited to know this brother of hers. She got to FaceTime with him.
And I told him, I was like, you know, "Look, dude," I was like, "we take trips down in North Carolina a bunch."
She and her husband go down there for motorcycling events. She tried to get in touch.
"Come on through, you know, I can get you into the pit. Not a problem."
Steve never responded. I don't know why he didn't, and I don't know if he plans to. When I played him some of Dorothy's interview, he didn't seem to even really process that he had another sister. From his perspective, it seemed he had three older sisters, Susie, Allison, and Amy. But he didn't really take Dorothy into account the same way she did him. It was almost like he drew a line between siblings born before him and those Sandy kept after she let him go. And Dorothy ended up feeling rejected.
"Where did we go wrong? Because we were talking. I just want to know where we went wrong. I want to hold him. He's my brother."
Dorothy had already started making space in her life for Steve, even before she knew he was still alive. She told her kids about his disappearance.
"All of my kids know the story. I mean, even my stepsons, they know the story. In that short time that I did video chat with him, I knew right then and there. Like, he's perfect. He's perfect. He is us.
This is what it looks like on the flip side. To find a lost brother, but to have him not claim you. As I've traced Steve's family tree, I've thought a lot about meeting long-lost relatives. Who we let in, and who we keep at arm's length. Sharing blood isn't enough. Being in someone's life is a choice that two people have to make. We asked Steve about what it's been like finding his sisters after all this time.
Anything you want to get out of this?
Just to get to know him a little bit better. I would like to know who my dad is. I mean, that's one of the biggest things for me, I think, out of this whole situation. But I could get to know the girls a little bit better. Be pretty cool.
He said he wants to get to know his sisters a little better. But it might be that he only wants to get to know his older sisters, not the one Sandy birthed and raised after giving him away. Maybe that's why when Steve went looking for Sandy's family, he wasn't totally satisfied with what he found. He's told me he's still skeptical of her story, that she didn't realize she was giving him up permanently, that she worked hard to find him. And there was no doubt his biggest interest was finding his father. I decided to help him look. What we found surprised us both. That's next time on Hello, John Doe.
If he wants those answers, we're going to do everything we can as a family to help him get those answers.
Hello, John Doe is an original production by Revelations Entertainment in association with First and Last Productions. From Revelation, our executive producers are Morgan Freeman and James Younger. From First to Last, Lindsay Moreno is the executive producer. Our producing partner is Neon Hum Media. It was written and produced by Kate Mishkin. Our editor is Catherine St. Louis. She is also Neon Hum Media's executive editor. Our executive producer is Shara Morris. Our development producer is Ian Lindsay. Our associate producer is Rufaro Faith Mazarura. Sound design and mixing by Scott Somerville. Theme and original music composed by Jesse Perlstein. Additional music came from Epidemic Sound and Blue Dot Sessions. Fendel Fulton is our fact checker. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. For My Heart Media, Dylan Fagan is our executive producer. Special thanks to Adelia Rubin at Neon Hum and Carrie Lieberman and Will Pearson at iHeart Media. I'm Todd Matthews. You can learn more about NamUs at namus.gov. The number for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's call center is 1-800-THE-LOST. That's 1-800-843-5678. The National Sexual Assault Hotline from the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network is 1-800-656-4673. Okay, guys, this is the end of the show. If you didn't like it, don't do anything. But if you did like it, you make sure that you rate and review the show. It helps more people to find it and hear this wonderful story. Thanks again for listening.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.